The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 214, Visiting in Mayberry with Alma. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up some of the great Mayberry items you'll find there. Mr. Weaver has all kinds of great stuff. Calendars, DVDs, music. You got it all. Even a necktie with Barney on the front. Who doesn't want that? Drop by weversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 214, is Alma Venable. Alma Venable. Hey, folks. I'm your host, Alan Newsom, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Tonight's episode, we're going to be visiting with Alma. Now, we did that a few episodes ago, and then last week, we heard about a fella who traveled to Mount Airy and visited the Mayberry Motor Inn. I should say Alma. Alma Venable is the owner of the Mayberry Motor Inn. And last week we heard from a guy who had visited there and gone to the Motor Inn itself. So we're going to head back over this afternoon or this evening, whenever you're listening to this, and visit with Alma a little bit more, because she had a lot to tell us, and definitely didn't want to cut you guys short on this, because she's lived in Mount Airy a long time. Now, Mount Airy, let me go back and explain this for those of you who may not have heard. But Mount Airy is Andy Griffith's hometown. It's where he grew up. And a lot of the things in and around Mount Airy affected what happened on the Andy Griffith Show. There are a lot of towns around Mayberry and locations like that they talk about on the Andy Griffith Show, like Mount Pilot, for instance. There is near Mount Airy is a town called Pilot Mountain. There's just all kinds of things like that spread throughout the Andy Griffith Show that are related to Mount Airy, North Carolina. Now, Alma has lived there. She's run the Mayberry Motor Inn for years. And I want to encourage you to head back and listen to the episode, I believe it's 212, where we talked to Alma the first part of this interview. And I want to encourage you to head back over there and listen to that. Ken Junkin, he plays Otis Campbell, is a tribute artist, as you guys may have seen. Seen him at Mayberry Days or other Mayberry events. He was with me in the back room at the Mayberry Motor Inn as we were able to hear from Alma as she was talking about Andy's mother and all kinds of things related to just Andy himself. And I really believe you guys are going to enjoy this. So let's head on over and hear from Alma.
I really enjoyed Geneva, and I also enjoyed Lorraine Giddy. I got a lot of my stories from her because she and Andy were very close for many, many years, and she would go out to see Andy, and she said, well, I'm going to take you out to the Walk of Fame, you know, the stars, but he says, Lo, if anybody recognizes me, he says, I'll have to get back in the car and leave. She said he put on his wig and his coat and his scarf around his neck and his shades, and said, he started to get out of the car and said, they said, oh, there's Andy. She said, so that knocked that in the head. They didn't get to see the star.
Now, Lorraine was the one that's on the show when Gomer, right? Wasn't that with Lorraine Beasley when they were talking about her?
Yes.
Because they talked about her on the show, right?
And also Earl Gilly.
And Early Gilly,
Earl Barney. Gilly. Was trying to find dates for Andy when him and Nurse Peggy was having a blowout, and Barney was trying to get all these girls over to the house. Well, one walks down Main Street, and he's talking to Thelma Lou, and she says, that's Lorraine Beasley. And Barney says, what about her? And maybe that's a girlfriend.
So that's where that was.
And Tom Lou said, she's married.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And he keeps looking down the street. So that she was mentioned there. And that.
And of course, Early's garage.
He's mentioned several times.
Yeah.
He patched the boat up in the Henry Bennett.
That's
he
right.
blamed Early Gilley rather than Henry Bennett. He also was the umpire that Andy replaced in Win One for a Goob when Mount Pilot or Pilot Mountain and the Mayberry were playing for the championship.
Right, when Opie was called out
Andy
by Andy.
Called him out, yes. Andy actually replaced Early Gilley.
Wow.
And so he was mentioned several times.
Yeah, and of course you were good friends with that whole
yes,
family.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And Early Gilley, we've gotten to meet Early Gilley the second and third, I think,
playing golf with us.
Yeah, he was a great person. Yeah.
Well, let's see. Now, the Aunt Bee room, you got some clothes that were Aunt Bee's or something, didn't you?
Yes, I have a dress and a hat and gloves and a few of her, and costume jewelry. I can't remember. I've got checks, uh-huh. You know, where she had written to the doctor and Internal Revenue and... I can't remember all the things unless I'm looking at it.
Now, everything in the room is not Aunt Bee's, right? It's just Mayberry-related stuff that you have in there now. Now, that's one, that basically, as we're talking, the room is it was a hotel room that they've converted into just a showroom, basically, for the Aunt Bee stuff, right?
Yeah, and we could use more room. I've got a lot more things. And also, I have a contract that she had when she signed up for Mayberry RFD, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And she got $2,500 a week. So that's pretty good money today.
$10,000 a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So what do you think what's been your favorite part about just having the motor in? Or has it been a burden or is it a blessing or what have you thought?
No, I don't have any regrets of, I still love to do hair, but I don't anymore except for the family. But no, I don't have any regrets. I would do it all over again.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, it's a place, I mean, when I come down to Mount Airy, it's just like a home away from home for me to come here. And I look so forward to not just seeing you, but your grandsons are been here ever since I've been coming. I remember Michael, your oldest grandson. When I first started coming here, him riding around on a golf cart dressed like Barney, and he would write tickets to anybody that parked in the parking spot and came over the line or anything like that. He would be out there.
Oh, he loved it. But he said he thought everybody was Barney. He didn't know he was different.
And then he would bring the popcorn.
Yes.
Now, that was special.
Yes, Michael definitely helped business.
He sure did.
Yeah, that's been a few years back now. That was in the early 90s, and Michael's a little bit bigger than that. Doesn't dress up like Barney anymore. Plays the banjo now. And
guitar. And he's in a band.
Yeah. So it's been great getting to – every year you come back, you see you guys. You know, and LP, we miss him.
Oh, yes.
LP was awesome as well. It's just great every year, though, coming back to see you guys and coming back to the Mayberry Motor Inn. And not just during Mayberry Days. This is not Mayberry Days right now while I'm here. And Otis and I are back up here heading for somewhere else.
Yeah.
Somewhere else. But we had to come by, you know, the Mayberry Motor Inn stay an evening.
You did. And, you know, the twins are very talented, too.
Yes.
They play, too.
Uh-huh.
I've learned a lot of things by experiencing twins.
Oh, I bet.
Alma sings and writes songs and performs as Aunt Bee.
That's right. Now, Alma, she dresses up like Aunt Bee and do a good job of it, too. And she can yodel, by the way. Have you ever heard her? We think she's been in the kitchen sherry is when that's happening, that Malcolm Merriweather may have had something to do with this. I'm not sure. Yeah. But maybe Colonel Harvey's elixir. I'm not sure. Yeah. But it is a lot of fun. The song you sing about Mayberry is great at Colonel Tim's every year.
Oh, thanks.
And having your family up there backing you up.
That means so much. Yeah, you know, for so many years, I didn't know who was going to play for me. They didn't know the song, and I had never sang with them. It was nerve, I tell you, to get up there. I said, well, I need a band. So the boys started playing, so it worked out.
Well, I tell you, it's great. And like I said, if you're ever in Mount Airy and you can get a room, stay at the Mayberry Motor Inn. It's an awesome place to stay. Andy Griffith Parkway. Yeah, it's 501. Is that right? 501 Andy Griffith Parkway. And it's definitely somewhere you'd want to stay. Now, you got a website. It's MayberryMotorInn.com. You can go there and check it out, and you'll probably see a picture of Michael when he is little on there. I think he's cleaning the swimming pool or something in the picture. Yeah. But it's a great place to be. And Alma, hey, we do appreciate you, and thank you for doing this
with us. Well, thank you. I appreciate y'all, too.
All right. Well, boy, that was a lot of fun for me, getting to sit around in the back room at the Mayberry Motor Inn. Now, the Mayberry Motor Inn has a website, and you can definitely drop by there and check it out. The links will be in the show note. It's MayberryMotorInn.com. It's a pretty easy one to find. But you can head on over there, and there are a lot of things in there. They've got information about the Aunt Bee's room. It's there. There's all kinds of information about that. And there are pictures of all kinds of stuff around the Motor Inn. And there is a picture of Michael as a little boy on there, her grandson, reaching down into the swimming pool as he's trying to clean it or something. So you guys definitely want to head over and check it out. And if you're in Mount Airy, go by the Mayberry Motor Inn. And if you're going to be staying overnight, definitely try to get you a room there at the Mayberry Motor Inn. I know you'd enjoy it. As I said, it's like a family going in there, and you can try to find out if Alma's there. Tell her you heard about the podcast. You heard about her, and she's famous. She's infamous because she's been on the podcast. So just drop by there and visit with her. I know she would enjoy it, and I know you would too, because wow, I'm telling you, Mount Airy is an experience, and you not experience it completely if you don't drop by the Mayberry Motor Inn. I definitely want to encourage that. Now, I also want to encourage you to drop by over at the Mayberry community. The iMayberry community is online. Now, you guys that are listening to the podcast, you know how to use a computer or something because you've got the podcast. Drop by over at the iMayberry community and visit with everybody. On Monday nights, we have a chat room with 10 to 20 people in it every Monday night that you can find there at the iMayberry community. You can also find it at twochairsnowaiting.com. But if you go to the iMayberry community, you will meet some of the nicest folks you've ever met. They're all on there, and they're all talking about the Andy Griffith Show. That's what they do. There's stuff about Mr. O'Malley on there right now, and fact that the e-bullet just came out, the newsletter, Andy talking about Matlock. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff related to the Andy Griffith Show there at imayberrycommunity.com. So I want to encourage you to go and check that out too. If you're going to be visiting Mount Airy, North Carolina, you can head over to Visit Mayberry. Now, Visit Mayberry is a website that's all about Mount Airy. And if you go there, they've got information about where to stay, events that are coming up, all kinds of things that you may be interested in seeing, and a top 15 reasons to visit Mount Airy. If you need a reason that's better than it's the town that Andy Griffith grew up in, and it's Mayberry's kind of based on. So if that's not a good enough reason, drop by over at Visit Mayberry and check it out. So folks, hey, I want to thank you again for being a part of the podcast. This is a labor of love for me. I enjoy so much the Andy Griffith Show and being able to have an opportunity to visit with you every week or every time you listen to the podcast. And I don't take it for granted. I do appreciate that you take the time out of your day to do that. But, I really just can't say enough and thanks for that. I would love to be able to hear from you. So if you would give me a, give me a call at 888-684-8415, or you can drop by the podcast website, and in the right-hand corner of the screen, you'll see send voicemail. You can click that, and you'll be able to send me a voicemail straight from there if you have a microphone on your computer. So I'd love to hear from you like that. Of course, you can also just send me an email at floyd@imayberry.com and tell me what you think about the podcast. What would you like different? I'd love to know that. What do you like about it? And if you've been to Mount Airy, I'd love to hear from you. Tell me about what you thought about going there as far as it's Mayberry. Is it disappointing? Did you enjoy it? Did you not? What would have been better? You know, it would be better, you know, if they would build an entire town of Mayberry. But, you know, realistically, you know, did you enjoy yourself? I'd like to hear those kind of things because it's always fun to hear from fans. I live here in my own little Mayberry world, and we all think we do. But we're really a lot stronger than you think. There's a lot of Mayberry fans out there, Andy Griffith Show fans. And I enjoy hearing from you and enjoy being able to tell other people that you're out there. Because you are, and I know our chat room, as I said, is always got folks in it. But anyway, I wanted to just encourage you to give me a call if you'd like to. You know, I don't want to be pushy. Well, I don't want to be pushy about it. I won't bother. Yeah. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you tonight. Since I've been talking about Andy's hometown so much, I'm going to leave you tonight with that song instead of our normal closing music. So, folks, we'll see you next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Y'all have a great week. And if it's Thanksgiving this week for you, because it is when I'm recording this, happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you next time.
My hometown is the greatest place I know, where the neighbors I are gentle and kind, and the living easy and slow. My hometown is the only place to be. Hear the worries are small and the kids grow tall and strong and healthy and free. It's my hometown, my hometown, Mayberry.
Good night, folks.